song. Okay, the Bills beat the Colts 13-7 in overtime. Did you guys watch any of the game? I know you're not huge football fans, but did you see it on TV?
That winner one?
It was insane.
Yeah.
Yes. I'd love to play in that right
now. I don't
there.
Understand that.
What do you not understand?
Like, I don't understand how people weren't getting frostbite.
Well, they probably were cold. I don't know if they got frostbite, but they probably wore jackets on the sideline. But
why in the world don't they have, in a state like that where it would be severe winter weather, why wouldn't they have a roof in their stadium like we do?
I don't think a lot of people do. Like in Green Bay, Wisconsin with the Packers, like they don't have it and they get snow all the time.
That needs to be a major makeover done in their cities then, because that sucks for those players and the fans. I could never. Those fans were sitting in like a foot of snow.
Those are hardcore fans though.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, if Taylor Swift did a winter concert outdoors, then I'd probably be willing to like sit in 10 feet of snow like that, but like otherwise there's no way.
If you were Roger Goodell, who's the lead guy of the NFL, he's the commissioner of that, if it was Commissioner Alex, what rules would you have in place for the NFL? Obviously the snow would be one of them. What else would the rules be that you'd do with players in the league and stuff like that?
Well, one of my favorite things, have you ever been to like a Supercross? Have you ever seen Supercross?
I've seen it. I've never been, but I know what you're talking about, racing like at the tracks and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they do it every year here in the spring in Lucas Oil. They come, they dump a whole bunch of dirt on the field and then people like ride dirt bikes and stuff and race.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. And I used to go in high school every year because I dated a guy that did motocross. And one thing that I loved about going to Supercross is everybody has like a theme song that they come out to first to like introduce them. And I think that's super fun. So if each player on each team could come out and do like some dance moves with a theme song, I think that would be super fun. And that would get me really pumped up for the game.
Commissioner Alex here giving us some NFL things she would do if she was running it.
Yeah. And I think definitely there should be like kind of like Victoria's Secret models. Like, you know, they're not letting anybody on there on that squad that isn't attractive. Like, can we make sure that every single football player is like at least a 5 out of 10.
What if they're like a lineman though? Not saying all offensive and defensive linemen are ugly, but you got some big boys up there. Are they necessarily going to be like a 5 on your level?
Well, I don't know. I guess, I mean, beauty is subjective.
Okay.
But it would make it a little bit more fun if we had some hotter players.
Like a mandatory, like, 5 good-looking guys per team thing. Like, if
yes,
you don't have at least 5.
Okay. Yeah, I would say at least 5 players. Well, how many players are on a team? Would you say 30?
Oh, my gosh.
A lot?
I think there's 45 or 50.
Okay,
this is where I'm dumb. There's 11 on the field at a time.
Okay, if there's 11 on the field at a time, 6 should be 7s or higher on the 1 to 10 attractive scale.
All right, cool. That's Commissioner Alex here giving us some football updates right there. The Colts are going to be at home taking on the Broncos this Thursday night. Monday Night Football tonight, you got the Patriots taking on the Dolphins.
What? Monday Night Football is the Patriots?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'm a Patriots fan because, you know, they have a lot of hot players.
Well, hello, Joe's Need to Know News. I tell you the important sports stuff. You know that.
Dang, I'm going to have to go to like a Buffalo Wild Wings tonight and like have a beer, wear my Patriots gear.
Does your man like sports? Your guy you've
been
dating?
Yeah, he's going to watch Monday Night Football for sure. He loves sports. He's all into sports.
There you go. You can check that out. Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield won the Heisman Trophy over the weekend, and the Pacers beat the Nuggets in overtime last night, 126-16. A lot of people have been talking about this. Alex will have more of it in her garbage, but this Tennessee kid that this guy made fun of for no reason, like kids were bullying him. Listen to this. This is just heartbreaking audio.
Just out of curiosity, why do they bully? What's the point of it? Why do you find joy in taking innocent people and finding a way to be mean to them? It's not okay.
What do they say to you?
They make fun of my nose. They call me ugly. They say I have no friends.
What'd they do to you at lunch?
Pour milk on me and put ham down my clothes. Threw bread at me.
Is it just you?
Yep.
Or is it other kids too that feel that way?
Say it's other kids too.
How's that make you feel?
I don't like that they do it to me, and I for sure don't like that they do it to other people, because it's not okay. People that are different don't need to be criticized about it. It's not their fault. But if you are made fun of, just don't let it bother you. Just stay strong, I guess. It's hard. But it'll probably get better one day.
And listen, it will definitely get better. I almost want to tear up. Like, this kid,
Keaton, it's the worst.
Keaton Jones is so incredibly strong. I know you're going to mention coming up in the garbage in a few minutes, the reaction, because this has went viral for all the right reasons. And some people were like, how could that mom do that? Listen, no, he wanted mom to record that and share it on her social media. And it's just been absolutely incredible, the response right there. But that kid is a lot braver than me. Because, I mean, did you guys all get made fun of in school?
Yes.
I assume so. That's why we're here in radio, because we're all freaks and weirdos. That's why we have a chance to be ourselves here.
I was bullied so bad my freshman year of
like
high
school. What's one thing, to narrow it down, that you got picked on?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think girls are the meanest. But for some reason, when I was a freshman, all the upperclassmen just all of a sudden targeted me and, like, made fun of me and were super mean. Like, called me a slut, which is so, like, for, like,
virgin slut.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't even make any sense, but they would say that, and they just thought I was weird because I was super into fashion, and so I would dress a little bit more, I don't know, high fashion or different than, like, normal kids would for school, and they didn't like that, and so they made fun of me for that, and they would, like, grab me by my backpack and stuff and, like, swing me around and, like, pull me and push me and all that kind of stuff.
The thing I remember was in ninth grade, we read Lord of the Flies in our class, and I don't remember everything about the book. It is a good one, but some kid, Frank, who's still a total a-hole to this day, I'd love to punch him in the face. He said something, though, about, did they eat the fat kid or beat up the fat kid? One of the kids in Lord of the Flies.
Something like that,
Something like that, but he's like, oh, that's Joe. Like
so
me.
Mean out loud.
And, like, everybody in the class laughed, and it's like, oh, my God.
Oh,
so,
little Joe.
Well, I wasn't that little. Well, kind of. I wasn't as big as I am now, but I remember that. What about you, Producer MYK? You're so cool. Did you ever get, bullied in high school or no?
Yeah, people used to make fun of me because I had big, giant Hillary Duff-like teeth.
Yeah, but look at them now. Look at those.
Same.
Yeah, same. But listen, he chews incredible. This man has perfectly chewed food.
It's true.
It's absolutely amazing.
And I brush my tongue.
Oh, well, we can't all do that. And our final thing for Joe's Need to Know News today, sad news. If you were going to a theater in Baltimore to go see A Christmas Carol, Alex, I wanted to let you know about this.
Okay.
They've had to cancel the performance. Do you know why they had to cancel the Christmas Carol performance?
Why?
Last week, they realized the guy playing Scrooge was a convicted sex offender.
Holy Toledo. Yeah, might want to, like, do a little bit of a background check there.
Yeah, you think. All right, Merry Christmas from the Joe and Alex Show.